line, bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Give you the features on the site. So enjoy those. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their websites. Ours is free. In fact, we give you more for free than the other hosts charge you for, from what I've seen. I've looked around. I've looked at the top talk show host websites, and they just can't hold a candle to Free Talk Live. So head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy On the House. Also, visit porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com, porkfest.com to learn more about the upcoming Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's happening June 24th through the 27th in beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire at the awesome Rogers Campground. But the most awesome part are the hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people who are going to be in attendance, getting to know one another, socializing, having a good time, all kinds of activities going on. We spent like almost an hour last night, a good 40 minutes at least, I think, talking with Sovereign Curtis in our extended show, our internet-only extended show, doing essentially an infomercial for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So if you want to know a lot about what's going on at this year's Porcupine Freedom Festival, just go to freetalklive.com and download last night's, that's the third, so the May 3rd's episode of Free Talk Live. The extended edition is at the end of the show, and we really get into a lot of detail about what Porkfest is, what's happening, and why, if you love liberty, you should be there. So go and get more details, or just go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. So we go to your phone calls. Bruce in Florida on the AMP line. Bruce, you're on Free Talk Live, being Sam and Mark.
Hey, Ian, Sam, Mark.
Hey, Bruce.
The question, actually, what I changed what I want to talk about. I want to talk about Porcupine Freedom Festival now.
Okay.
Yeah, I listened to the extended podcast last night, and it seemed like you guys were talking a lot about how much fun it was and a party it was going to be.
Yep.
It has been. What about people such as myself that aren't really much party people, kind of a quieter type?
Well, it's a campground, so there's the whole place is not a party. It's a campground. There are certain areas where parties and such will occur, but if your idea of a good time is to kick back in a chair and look at the scenery, you're at a beautiful – the mountains are incredible, by the way. There's a view of the – is it the White Mountains?
Yeah,
that are right nearby there? I mean, it's just the views and the nature and the location are absolutely splendid.
And it's a very laid-back social event. There are lots of opportunities for you to, you know, sit around, meet people. There's already sort of this common understanding between the folks that go there. You know, we all get the message of liberty to some extent. And then I think also there are a lot of sort of events and things that are designed to introduce you to other people. So if you're kind of shy or like I came up the first couple times to the Liberty Forum and to Porkfest, didn't really know anybody, but started meeting people pretty quick.
Well, and also my idea of a good time is sitting around a table playing a board game with some friends, and that stuff goes on there too. It doesn't have to be necessarily the party location for there to
right.
be socializing of some level going on. So, I mean, Bruce, are you somebody that doesn't like to talk to people at all? You just want to have some time alone, or do you prefer more laid back kind of get-togethers as opposed to a party atmosphere?
Yeah, I don't have any problem talking. I like talking to people. I just
that's what you're going to find most of. That's what you're going to find most of. I just describe, and I'm not a party person. I don't go and do parties necessarily, but I describe the entire thing as a giant party because it's really just people enjoying themselves and doing what comes naturally in kind of a vacation camping scenario. And
yeah.
And so there's a whole range of possibilities and activities.
Sure.
That,
I'm not sure what goes on at the best, most exciting parties in the nation. Maybe it's a whole bunch of psychotropic drugs. Maybe it's some kind of group sex. I don't think that's going on exactly. At Porkfest, for us, what parties is mingling with people we like and maybe some, drinking some beer.
I heard that Buzz.
I don't know about either of those.
Okay, well, maybe it is going on. It's not happening for me.
No, me neither. But I did hear that Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party is may include a stripper pole this year. So
I heard that there is a
stripper
pole.
They're going for a second pole so that you can have two girls dancing is what I've heard.
Who's suggesting it's necessarily a girl?
It is the Big Gay
I
Dance
may be
Party.
Out there.
Oh, my. You wouldn't even take your shirt off today for Topless Tuesday,
yeah,
Sam.
Well,
I don't know about that.
Okay, maybe not.
Well, thank you. I do plan on going this year. I'm going to try my best to make it up. So.
Okay, great.
Sounds like fun.
Anything else on your mind tonight, Bruce, you wanted to share?
Yeah, one more thing. What do you think about callers that call often, frequently. Like, remember when Scott the Bigot used to call?
Yes.
We also have Gene the Christian Anarchist.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that adds to the show? Do y'all appreciate having somebody that calls frequently, or?
I don't want to necessarily encourage or discourage it. I think that people call when they feel they have something to share, and some people are more inclined towards sharing things than others. You might use the term chronic for somebody that's calling a lot, but even Gene, you don't hear from him on a nightly basis. It's I don't think we have
not
anybody
on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think.
Yeah, no, I would say he calls in once a week for sure.
Every
if not
week?
More than once,
okay.
If not more than once a week. But I would say Gene's probably one of the more prolific callers that we have at this moment in time. But I can't really necessarily think off the top of my head of others
right now.
I used to call back when I was in Texas pretty regularly, anytime I had news or something going on. And, you know, through the process, I learned sort of how to interact with you guys, how to, you know, put things forward in a way that's entertaining to the audience. And I tried to improve with each call.
Yeah, I mean, if your calls are dull and uninteresting, then you can expect that they'll be kept fairly short. If they are interesting, then, you know, you go longer. But in general, the more you call, the less likely we are to keep you on. So, for instance, when Scott the racist, or the bigot, rather, when Scott the Bigot first called in, I think we were so entranced by his hatred for people that we kept him on because we wanted to explore who he was and what he believed, and we kept him on for like an hour or something like that, or 45 minutes. It was a long time, multiple segments, and people started calling in and they had questions for him, and it turned into an entire show, a significant portion of that particular show.
But it doesn't
then
go on forever.
But then when he called back, it was like, oh, it's this guy again. Okay, well, we've heard you. We know what you have to say. Okay, you can say it. This is what we do. We take calls about anything, but we're not going to keep you here and extract out of you everything we've already extracted out of you.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the same thing over and over again. That's what a lot of people tend to think.
You know, the first time that I called in, I want to tell you my story. You guys were talking about roads and how do we turn the roads over to the private market. And I called in with a scenario, and I gotcha, Ian. It was if the private neighborhood, if somebody buys all of the houses or something, or maybe there's a few holdouts or whatever, and they surround it by fences with military guards and so forth.
Scenario.
And, man, I lasted about 3 minutes on that call, and I realized kind of you keep people on as long as they're entertaining or bringing up good points for the listeners to hear and for you guys to address. And then within two or three calls from that one didn't go so well. Two or three calls from that later, I was getting held over for another segment because I was bringing up interesting stuff. And so I think it's also important to go back and kind of listen to the calls and think about where you can go with things, and it certainly helped me improve. Not just when I was calling FTL, but, you know, in life in general.
One more observation for you, Bruce, is that if somebody is a chronic caller and they are spending a lot of time calling the show, first of all, we do have our one call per night rule, which no one's tried to violate that in a while except for the occasional cranker. But that rule was set up years and years ago, the very beginning days of the show, and we did have issues with people calling in multiple times per show, and that solved that problem. But then if somebody is calling every single day and they're harping on the same things, one of the things that we'll do, and we don't have we don't have real firm phone screening. Like, if you call first, there's no guarantee you're going to get on the air. If you call and then two other people call and all three are on hold and you're the chronic caller, I'm going to make you wait. Because, like, on a Saturday night, and this has been something that has upset Gene, and I don't know if you've addressed it on the air, but it has upset Gene in the past to the point where he has chastised me for it, for essentially putting him on hold and keeping him on hold for as we take a bunch of other calls on a Saturday night. Now, of course, if you listen to the Saturday night show, you know that the show has a different feel, just because we have so many more people that want to participate with us on the phones. And I don't feel right taking Gene, who has called all week long about X, Y, and Z, when I could be taking people I've never talked to before and our listeners have never heard before. So to some extent, the more chronic you are, if the phones are busy, the less likely you are to get through quickly. So that's something to keep in mind as well. Quality, not quantity. I thank you, Bruce, for the call. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400%. Percent better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get two free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to maxfitgloves.com, maxfitgloves.com, and use promo code radio, or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up absolutely anything. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Martin, inviting you to join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam, and it's free. In fact, it's attached to our chat room, so you can chat and watch and listen all at the same time and pay absolutely zero. Unless you want to. You're always free to send us money, but we charge you nothing to get in and enjoy all the content there. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com. The cam is brought to you by memorydealers.com. And government school is necessary to prepare young people for citizenship. After all, where else could a curious and creative individual learn how to be a meaningless part of a large and uniform group of dependent followers who are constantly being watched, managed, and told what to do? School Sucks Podcast is the show about the end of government-controlled education. Visit the new site at schoolsucksproject.com to make a profile, join the forums, and help these ideas spread. That's schoolsucksproject.com. All right, 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. By the way, join Sam on his website, his YouTube channel, actually, obscuredtruth.com. That's obscuredtruth.com. You've got a new video that you're working on behind the scenes. Is that going to be released as an OTN thing, or that's going to be on Meg's channel?
I think we're going to put it on OTN, but I haven't talked to her about it yet.
Okay, because your partner, Meg, you guys work together. She has her own channel. You've got your channel.
Yep.
You work together, though, and you guys are a great team, and you've been putting out some really excellent liberty-oriented kind of documentary news pieces. And recently we talked about the assault. There was a court bureaucrat that attacked you. With the door, with a metal door. He attacked you and your camera, and the footage is there. You let me see the rough cut of it, and it was good. I know you're putting some final touches on that as we speak here. So
yep, that'll be out to either tonight or tomorrow.
And people were asking me about my footage of the census. Did you hear about this?
I did.
The census guy, the enumerator, came over yesterday. I've got that ready to go. That didn't take any editing because it's just a 1 minute long live clip. And but I wanted to work up a new Freekeen 15-second promo because I shot it in HD and the old Freekeen promo's low resolution, so I wanted to put something new together. So I was going to ask you if I could use some OTN clips to do that.
Certainly.
So we'll be doing that here, and we'll put that up. Both of them will be available to you at freekeen.com. You'll be able to see all of that stuff when it's ready. We go to your phone calls and unscreen call on the amp line. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Scoop from Keen.
Scoop.
Hey, I just had a funny story that I wanted to share about the state police in New Hampshire here.
You said your name is Scoop?
No, this is Cooper.
Oh, Cooper.
Yeah, I thought so.
Okay. What's going on, Cooper?
Yeah. Well, a couple friends from Panera and I were going to go climb Mount Monadnock. We were heading up the road, and all of a sudden the state police officer walks out in the road and starts demanding, "Pull over here, pull over here." So I did. I pulled in. I demanded my license and registration, so I gave it to him, and he walked back to his car. And it's about that time we realized that, oh, man, he comes into Panera all the time. Like, I serve him all the time with him and his family. I was like, all right, well, if he gives me a ticket, I'm going to spit in his food. and end the story. And so we're sitting there waiting for him to come back. And he comes back. He's like, all right, well, I was nice. Took a couple points off, so you're not going to have to pay as much. $77 ticket. Fill this out, turn it in, all that fun stuff. Have a nice day. So, go and turn around.
So you were speeding. Is that right, Cooper?
Yes, I was speeding.
Allegedly,
but
okay.
Not dangerously so.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But he comes back to the window and knocks on the window. I rolled down a little bit, and he says, "You guys all work at Panera, don't you?" yes, we do. I go, "Well, you know, you're not belligerent like this to me at Panera. You're very nice." "Well, officer, they pay me at Panera to be nice." And so he's like,
I don't know if that's what I would have said. I mean, well, sir, you are aggressing against me.
You're,
so
you've got a gun on your hip, and if I don't do what you want, what happens?
So what kind of belligerence are we talking about here, Cooper?
I just I don't talk to the police. I just had my stoic face on. I just didn't say anything to him. That apparently that's belligerence.
Anyway, continue with your story. So he said that to you, and then what?
Yeah, and I said, "Well, officer, just as a matter of principle, I don't speak to the police."
Mm.
And he says, "Well, what are you, a Free Stater?"
As a matter of fact.
Well, yes, actually. And then he launches into this long tirade about how the Free Stater should not be against law enforcement, and how, you know, we should cooperate with them, and how we're associating ourselves with the wrong people by associating ourselves with potheads.
He doesn't know who he's talking to.
Yeah, I know, yeah. But he goes on to that, and I say, "Man, officer, we're kind of burning daylight here. We need to go climb this mountain." He says, "All right, well, since you guys all work at Panera, I don't want you to spend my food. Why don't you give me that ticket back?"
Wow, that's crazy.
So I reached over, I gave him the ticket back, I rolled up the window, and we merged into traffic and left.
Nice. Incredible.
See there, Mark? Rolling the window down a quarter inch works.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, I just rolled it down a little bit to talk to
I don't want to hear your no rolling the window down, no talking to police anymore.
Works is something that works effectively on most occasions. I don't know that.
Well, this is the free state.
maybe this deserves more. Maybe this
was because he worked with the guy.
Maybe this deserves a little more because you can't have a lengthy conversation with a guy. I mean, clearly he's got issues. Clearly he has a certain belief system that he's created about what free staters are right. And what that means. And clearly he's not necessarily well informed on it. And I imagine that a lot of rumors fly around the world of the bureaucracy,
law enforcement especially.
But you presumably know this guy's name.
Not. Personally, I've seen him a couple times.
So you did not pick up on his name when you were talking with him today? You did not notice a name badge or anything like that?
No, it didn't stand out to me at all.
Okay, because I was going to say, if you did figure out what his name was, then you could approach him and say, you know, hey, let's, well, like Sam and I, we're going to actually have a conversation with the chief of police tomorrow, and we're going to try to communicate some ideas to him. And I think communicating with these people is important. The side of the road is not necessarily the right place for it. If he decided he wanted to go on a rant about what he thought about free staters and what they should or shouldn't do, I think that's a perfect invitation to open up a further conversation with the guy. You probably could call the state police and find out, who was on duty at this time on this day and figure out who it is. Because around here, there's only like one or two people.
Or you could just wait until he comes in the next time and say, hey, you know, I wanted to have a little time to talk to you about what free staters are about.
Sure, but not while, you know, maybe saying.
Be really brief if you're at work.
Right, yeah, you'd have to schedule, schedule a meeting with him. And then you could sit down with him and say, look, I understand what you're saying about law enforcement and how you feel that they are being treated by liberty activists here, and I would absolutely support what you do if what you did didn't involve aggressing against peaceful people. I don't have a problem when you're going after murderers and rapists and arsonists and vandals and people like that are actually causing problems. And I think that the reason why people want to be cold to you, why people are afraid of you, is because you're doing things that are harming people. You know, your job includes aggressing against peaceful people. And frankly, you know, that I don't appreciate. And, you know, taking that and being as tactful as you possibly can be with it and explaining to him, give him the reasons why you feel how you feel, because you aren't the only one. And it's not just a free stater thing. It's something that that spreads across a lot of people. And, Cooper, thanks for the story tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Like, we had some lady on the show the other day, and Mark, you asked her how she felt when the cop pulls behind her, and she was of the more kind of middle-class, respectable type, and she feels intimidated.
Uncomfortable is the term she used, yeah.
Right. You're intimidating, dude. I mean, you're nice when you buy Panera from me when I'm serving you, but right here in this circumstance, you're intimidating. Free Talk Live.
It's no secret why pharmaceutical companies and mainstream media often question the safety and effectiveness of herbal supplements. But isn't it ironic that mainstream pharmaceutical companies are the ones who manufacture overpriced prescription drugs that produce dangerous side effects? Do your own research and compare the herbal supplements offered at researchedherbs.com. Herbal supplements at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 published clinical trials and endorsed by over 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Researchedherbs.com is home to the world's number one selling liver support formula, and best of all, our products are manufactured by a company that's been around 80 years, produces 20 billion herbal pills every year, and is still family owned. Call 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. Researchedherbs.com supplements. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant 20%. $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DoobleyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Foods Direct. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Dial in. The toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. It's brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. We've got listening options that include our webcam, the live stream, broadband and dial-up versions, listen lines, which allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. In fact, we had over 1,000 calls to the listen lines last month. That maybe doesn't sound like a lot to some people, but to me, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. As a way that people get to listen to the show that they wouldn't otherwise.
Yeah, some people have said it's been real helpful for them. I mean, they've been in a place where they don't have internet access or there's no radio, local radio station that they can listen in on, but they've got a phone and it works. You can go and get the number for it and listen in via our streams and our webcam at listen.freetalklive.com. And speaking of the webcam, it's brought to you by memorydealers.com.
That's right. Memorydealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, DENPACs, X2s. They're all 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. And up to 99% off of list price. Not all of them are 99% off of list price, but I've seen some of them are off, up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They can offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. They're in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery, memorydealers.com.
All right, toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. We're going to continue here with a little bit of actually, Mark, you've got a story that you mentioned last night, and we never had a chance to get to it. Of course, our friends over at copblock.org are really great at keeping up to date on what's going on with the oppression of the ever-growing police state in this country, copblock.org. And the stories that are brought to you by CopBlock aren't necessarily appearing on CopBlock, but they're kind of that particular mentality.
Right, and this one is from CarlosMiller.com, and I got it actually from FreeTalkLive.com's little web-breaking thing there. Yeah. And today's contempt of cops story I love how this is getting around. That was a William Norman Grigg ism at one point, and now they're using it. And in fact, that's what it's like: contempt of cop, and they'll arrest you for it.
Pretty much.
Fort Lauderdale police officer.
Unless
Jeff,
you can spit in their food.
Yeah, Jeff Overcash did not appreciate a man asking him for his badge number, so he pulled out his handcuffs and arrested him. And it was all caught on video. The video shows Brennan Hamilton walking up to Overcash in a calm manner with a pen and notepad in his hand. Overcash, who is leaning against his squad car with other cops, then pulls out his handcuffs and arrests Hamilton.
Now, who is Hamilton? Is he a reporter?
I'll tell you in just a second.
Okay.
Overcash charged him with resisting arrest without violence and disorderly intoxication. Disorderly intoxication.
Yeah, you're resisting arrest whenever you don't do everything you possibly can to assist the cop in kidnapping you.
That wasn't even the case here. They just arrested him for asking for his badge number. For me, it's like deja vu all over again. And this is Carlos Miller talking. In my second arrest, I had walked up to a Miami Beach police officer, David Socares, and asked him for his name and badge number after he had ordered me to delete the photo I had taken of him. This is after he had ordered him to do so. So he just wanted, okay, so you asked me, all right, and you thought about
and
it.
Who are you?
Yeah, what's your name, what's your badge number? One of his cohorts immediately handcuffed me, and Socares placed me in the back of his car. Socares initially charged me with disorderly intoxication, but the state's attorney's office changed it to resisting arrest without violence. The case was dismissed after Socares failed to show up to trial on two occasions. Our public servants. The above video was posted on the Broward Palm Beach News Times and whatever. Hamilton's attorney Brad Cohen stated the following in the on the latter blog. You have to kind of catch up with this. This is a portion of a blog here. We have witnesses for the incident prior to the arrest. The facts are essentially the train was going past the intersection on Southwest 2nd Avenue, Fort Lauderdale. My client, Brennan Hamilton, was waiting with his wife and friends for the train to pass. My client leaned up against the rear of a police car. Officer Overcash approached my client and took him by the arm and said, "Get your ass off the car. How would you like it if I leaned my ass on your car?" My client remained silent and rolled his eyes. The officer said, "Really tough guy. You have something to say to me?" And, you know, this is a flashback for me because I've had to deal with officers doing the same kind of thing for me. They'll try to, instead of trying to de-escalate
he's
the situation.
He's spoiling for a fight is what it sounds like.
He wants a fight. And he knows he can win because he's a cop.
Yeah.
And they're not used to... cops haven't gotten their power in the arena where cheap digital cameras existed. Now they do, and they're having a tough time coming to grips with what reality looks like in that arena. Mm-hmm. So he says, Officer Overcash then said, "Yeah, that's right, tough guy, you've got nothing to say." The train passed, and my client and his wife went to his car and called the Fort Lauderdale police to complain about the treatment he had just received. There wasn't
a lieutenant. I have nothing to say because you're a hothead with a gun on your hip and immunity.
There wasn't a lieutenant or a sergeant working at the time, so he left his number during the call. He was asked for the officer's name and badge number. He didn't know that information. After getting the phone off the phone, he went back to Officer Overcash. Now, the incident is over, all right? Officer Overcash has bullied this guy, and he probably shouldn't have been leaning up against the guy's car. But he's bullied the guy.
Hey, I paid for the damn car.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't lean up against public utilities cars. But... They stole that money fair and square, all right?
Whatever that means.
What's that?
I said whatever that means.
Do you
means.
Think it's a good idea to lean up against police cars? Do you think that's fair and right and just and pure?
It's sitting there. I need to rest my booty. I'm going to put my booty down.
If your pants have, say, rivets on the pockets, you can scratch the vehicle. Is that nice to do to somebody else's car?
No, but if you own the car, then it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but you don't own the car.
Yes, I do.
You know that you don't own the
car. They stole my money, therefore I have a valid claim.
I'm with Mark on this one.
I have a valid claim on that. If I want to put a bumper sticker on that car, I should be able to.
So... Yeah, and that's not going to happen. You're living in a fantasy world.
You own, like, the little cap on the right back tire, the little air cap thing.
So anyway, the incident is over, and he goes back to ask the officer, "Hey, can I have your name and badge number?"
He's trying to fill out a complaint,
which
of course won't do anything anyway.
Dealing the situation.
Which he doesn't know.
Yeah.
People don't know these things.
All right, so Overcash asked him if he could please get his badge and name, and that is where the video recorded. You can see my client approaching calmly and requesting his badge and name without hesitation. The officer over cash immediately puts my client in cuffs, ultimately charges him with resisting arrest without violence and disorderly intoxication. My client was not intoxicated whatsoever.
Wow.
He is a licensed recovery agent. He's a repo man and possesses all the proper state licenses. We called internal affairs and left a message at 1 p.m. No call back as of yet, and preparing the notice of investigation pursuant to Florida statute. Blah, blah, blah. So anyway, that's the story. And that's what happened, and that's how it goes. Yeah. If you decide, I don't like the way I've been treated with this particular armed fundraising agent of the state, then, and I'm going to do something about it, you...
Prepare to be targeted.
Yeah, you are going to be targeted by that same organization, and likely that guy, or that person.
When we were at the Liberty Forum after the 420 event in Nashua where the police came out and cracked down, that big cop with the canine dog that he was having bark at the crowd showed up later that night because we had a medical incident in one of the hotel rooms. And I went down later. He had just gotten in his big SUV, and I walked up. I stood about 3 feet back from the window and asked...
With your camera or just by yourself?
No camera, by myself, and just asked a very common question for reporters, were there any arrests? What did he do? He jumps out of his car, comes right up to me, gets right in my face and said, "What did you say?" I mean, and he did it like he was about to punch me, and I think what he was hoping is that I would flinch or move my hands up, thinking that he's going to attack me or something, and then he could say, "Oh, he was about to hit me and arrest me and take me off for the same thing."
Absolutely.
Yeah. I stood there perfectly motionless, and when he was right in my face, I said, "Were there any arrests?" "I don't know. You have to, just find out some other way," and got in his car and drove off. So, yeah, they absolutely do this because they don't like it when you challenge or question their authority. They're in charge. They can do what they want. And like Mark said, they're not used to having all these video cameras around, and I wish I had had one.
It makes me appreciative of being here in New Hampshire with these great activists around, because the more activism we do, the more video cameras we have, the more likely we are, the more video cameras we show and we record with, the more acclimated they become to seeing them. I mean, this guy has a problem asking one question about a badge number. The video we were talking about earlier where you were assaulted by a man with a badge, with a metal door, we had three cameras there. They didn't, they couldn't really do much about the fact that we were recording them besides just kind of shut things down and leave.
Right.
And so it was a completely different situation. There's more coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves. Numbers make a difference. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-310-4193. That's 800-310-4193. 800-310-4193.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MaineMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the Maine name in military supply.
Listen carefully to this message. If you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. Unless, of course, you buy from us. We're Lumber Liquidators, and no one, including those big box stores, can sell wood flooring for less. When you buy your quality hardwood flooring from Lumber Liquidators, you save hundreds, if not thousands, every time. Because we buy direct from the mills. We are truly the wood floor experts. To prove it, we'll send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. Call 1-800-204-9602. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring for less. Solid hardwoods in cherry, oak, and walnut, bamboo, laminates, and even Bellawood prefinished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Don't pay more than you have to for flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call now for your free catalog. Call 1-800-204-9602. That's 800-204-9602. 800-204-9602.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into this show, getting Free Talk Live on more radio stations. Which, by the way, I just had, we just announced WCLO this week in Janesville, Wisconsin, and just today I got an agreement from a quadmulcast. I don't know, maybe you just call it simulcast when it's multiples more than two stations, but it's four stations all in one. So in the Jackson, Tennessee area. I don't know if I should reveal that. But
well, you've got the agreement, right?
I've got the agreement, but I don't like to say
that's
things.
That's right, we don't have the agreement. Normally we don't announce it until they've played the show.
But I'm extra excited because it's the Jackson trifecta. Now,
yes.
Actually, we have the Jackson quadfecta or whatever because we've got Jackson, Mississippi, Jackson, Michigan. We're going to have Jackson, Tennessee as of this weekend, and we have Mount Jackson in Virginia.
Yeah.
I feel a Jackson 5 joke.
Yeah, almost there. We're almost there.
We need Jacksonville and Jackson Hole.
Okay.
Jackson Hole, where is that one? Missouri?
Wyoming.
Wyoming, okay.
Yeah. So anyway, this is the last chance. If you want to get Mom Mother's Day baklava from George's Famous Baklava.
Last chance.
Mother's Day. Right, Mother's
okay.
Day. Right. It's your last chance to do it for Mother's Day 2010.
Got it.
Because this stuff isn't sitting on a shelf. This stuff is fresh, made to order for your mom, sent out priority mail, and shipped in a special container so that you get it fresh and she gets it fresh and delicious. Or you, if you want to pretend like it's for your mom.
You can share. She'll share some.
Yeah,
she's your mom.
You could pretend like it's for your mom and just order yourself some of George's Famous
baklava. Or take half and give her half.
Right. She's going to love that.
She won't know if you put it in a different container.
Well, how are you going to get a container that looks like, right, you're a little bit of molested at that point. Do not do that. Buy two containers.
Don't
be a cheapskate like Ian. It's 50
You can
layers.
Buy a whole flat of the stuff. I mean, he sells different sizes, and I think there's a quantity break as you go up.
It's walnut baklava with more than 50 layers of melt in your mouth phyllo.
Once you taste it, you'll know why I'm being like this. You'll want to keep
some. You can buy your own, you little miser. So order it at mandrick.com, M-A-N-D-R-I-K. There's no C in Mandrick. Mandrick.com, and this is, you know, this baklava is worth the fuss that we make over it. It is awesome. And it's great. It's something different than the flowers or whatever that you normally get, Mom, and she'll love it.
By the way, I forgot to mention AMP program. You go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And we ask you for $3 a month. You send that in via any major credit card. We got a secure credit card form. We got our PayPal options, also some alternatives as well. And thank goodness we have hundreds of people that are amping the show $3 a month. It makes a big difference for us. It allows us to reach out to new radio stations and bring new stations on board and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. You'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room forum, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Now, just to get back quickly here to the conversation we were just having, Sam is here with us from obscuredtruth.com. He's in the midst of working up a brand new, it's about a 10-minute long clip, or a 10-minute piece that you guys are working on, package, about the interactions between us and mostly you and the court bureaucrats at the local Keene District Court. And there's been a long history of things that have happened with the activists at Keene District Court. There's a camera ban in the lobby that you went to jail for 58 days last year for violating that. Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com has also been arrested for violating that camera ban. There's discussion about a mass violation of the camera ban coming up sometime this summer. Of course, we'll keep you in the loop as to how that develops. But I think we finally may have enough activists here that are willing to go and do something like that at this point and make a stand for the freedom of the press in public, so-called public areas. But you were attacked by a court bureaucrat. He slams the door open into you and your camera, ended up actually breaking a piece on your camera down. It didn't break instantly. It weakened it to the point where – and that was that explained in your video? I don't recall that being explained.
I don't know if Meg explained that, but what it did is it hit the mat box, loosened it up. The filters are made out of basically windshield glass, so a chip in that can feather out.
Yes.
And because he also loosened the mat box up, that banged against the filter, against the edge of the lens, and caused it to eventually completely shatter.
Now, we've yet to see if they're going to do any sort of compensation to you on that. I wouldn't get my hopes up.
The chances are diminishing all the time.
I'm holding my breath.
Yeah. But then, after that happened, after he slams the door open, jacks it open right into your camera, he laughs about it. You can see the grin on his face. It's just sadistic.
Yeah, not to mention, he had just closed the door. He knew we were out there. We caught him looking out the window first, then he drops his body, starts pushing against the door, doesn't actually release the latch on the door, so he's pushing, and then when he does finally release it, flings open.
Pops it open.
Yeah.
And so that then that conflict ends momentarily after that, but there's a cop from the local police department who was standing right there the entire time, this female, I believe she's a detective with the local PD. And I recognized her. I said, hey, that's a cop right behind him. And we basically threw out, not that we really intended for this to happen, but because we knew they wouldn't do it. But we asked the question, hey, aren't you going to arrest him for assault? You witnessed this man just assault somebody and create a reckless hazard and a danger, basically, in this stairwell. Aren't you going to do something about that? And she, of course, refused to do absolutely anything.
What crime?
She then decided to – yeah, she actually said that, didn't she?
Yeah.
And then she decided to walk away from the scene and escaped with two of her cohorts in a car as they pulled away, with her looking like she was some sort of a celebrity holding her hand up and, you know, blocking the camera. It was really ludicrous. But do you think she would have answered the question, Sam, what her name was, had you asked it? I don't think she would have.
Probably not, but I don't know. You know, they seem to be just ignoring us, because we also had the other officer in uniform coming in, and we're like, oh, good, do we need you? Let me tell you what just happened. And he wouldn't even stop to give us the time of day.
Now, that particular cop, I actually had an interaction with him, and he was very nice to me. Mm-hmm. We had a nice conversation. It was one day when I was out doing some voting stuff. I was working with one of the Liberty candidates in the area at a voting location, and he actually saw me standing on the side of the road holding a sign, and he pulls his car in and gets out. I'm like, oh boy, now what? And he actually just wanted to come and talk to me about some of the behavior of the protesters at the celebration, the 420 celebrations that have been going on. People smoking pot. It was a very early point in the 420 celebrations where the arrests were happening, and so people were loud and they were being obnoxious. Some people were being obnoxious, mm-hmm. and I guess some kids were running out in the street in front of an ambulance or something like that. And he wanted to talk to me about that. I was like, look, hey, we do everything we can to keep people peaceful and to set the right example, but when you're dealing with a group of people that is so large, there's only so much level of influence that you can exert. Mm-hmm. And we had a very nice conversation, but clearly, you know, he didn't want that responsibility that day.
Right, yeah.
I mean, what would happen to him if he arrested one of the boys from the court? That wouldn't look good to his friends, right? His friends in the system.
I mean, it doesn't even make any sense, right? That we really, you really believe that a police officer is going to arrest a bailiff who is just, you know, done violence to a person who's a court victim, a person who's at the court? Does that really make sense to you?
Well, and it goes against their whole brotherhood, blue light gang, thin blue line thing that they do.
They don't do it.
Well, even though the bailiffs aren't necessarily thin blue line,
they're still part of their system.
In many cases, many of the bailiffs, they are part of the system, and in many cases, they're former cops. A lot of the bailiffs, not all of them, but many of them are retired police.
It all goes back to this. The cops are there to protect and serve the government. Yeah. And the bailiffs are part of the government. The bureaucrats are part of the government. You know as well as I do that if the cop was there and you did that to one of their bureaucrats, you would get your butt thrown down the stairs.
Oh, my God.
I mean, they would break your jaw in the process.
Break your neck.
But here, they won't even see it. They don't...
What crime?
Didn't see a thing.
It's not a crime when they do it.
No. If you would have done that to the... if the janitor would have done it, if the bureaucrat from the DMV that's in the same building, if the clerk of the courts, if any of them would have done it, they didn't see a thing because the cops are there. I'm sorry. I mean, I know that's not the reason they went into the business. I know that's not what a lot of people want to believe.
But that's what happens.
But that's what the cops are there for, and they know that's what their job is. And it's very difficult to step out of your paradigm. Their paradigm is to protect and serve the state. And your paradigm is you better pay and you better like it, or you're going to get hurt.
Oh, but you'll have your house stolen from you. I mean, that's the kind of harm they want to do. But when I actually bring that up, when I actually bring that up in the stairwell, he acts incredulous as though,
I don't do that.
What are you talking about? Your house will get stolen. You know, if you guys would just shape up, I might even vote for you. Well, wait a minute. That's exactly what will happen. If I decide I've had enough of these armed thugs hurting my friends and aggressing against peaceful people, and I'm not going to pay for it anymore, it would be 3 years. Then the three-year point up here in New Hampshire, that's how long it takes after you've stopped paying property taxes. Even a portion, as I understand it, of property taxes. And then they'll take your house to a tax sale, sell it to the highest bidder, send the sheriffs over, serve an eviction notice on you, and physically remove you from the premises.
That's the way it goes.
Anyone that denies that would happen is either not being honest with themselves or living in a fantasy. We're out of time. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.